Industrial hemp can be used to make edible oil, fabric, paper rope, a form of concrete, and even a plastic composite used in car doors. Like any other crop, you have to have seed, soil, and water to grow it. Hemp farmers have plenty of soil and water, but getting seeds has been a little more complicated. A homesteader in Panton who registered as a hemp grower told VPR he didn't plant this year because his efforts to get seeds from Canada did not pan out. Hemp farming has been legal in Canada for about 16 years. Rob Kidd, formerly with Rural Vermont, says some people interested in hemp farming have found seeds in the wild.
I have heard some Vermonters have harvested feral hemp here in Vermont. There's been patches of feral hemp growing for the last 40 years. Some people have harvested those seeds to grow.
The three hemp plots I visited were all started with seed sold by Europeans and shipped here illegally. Hemp seeds are still illegal as far as the feds are concerned. Nitaka White managed to get hemp seeds from France. He planted about an ounce and a half of seed outside his home in Salisbury.
This is our humble hemp patch. It measures about 8 by 8. I don't even know what percentage of an acre that is.
White expects to get 12 or more pounds of seed when he harvests his hemp crop in late September, and he'll use that to grow even more hemp next year. Most of the Vermont hemp farmers seem resigned that this first crop will go towards establishing a seed supply. White here in Salisbury is co-owner of a company called Full Sun that presses seed into oil. He doesn't expect to start pressing Vermont-grown hemp seeds until the fall of 2016 at a production facility Full Sun plans to open in Addison County. A VPR survey of the dozen Vermonters registered with the Agency of Agriculture to grow hemp found that at least 5 of them have decided not to grow this year. The agency says it has no idea how many are actually growing. For some of the would-be hemp farmers, the anxiety over the legality of hemp was the reason. One Vermont farmer who registered with the state told VPR he planted hemp seeds and then tore the young plants from the soil, worried that a bust would affect his girlfriend's high-profile PR job. A farmer in Springfield who registered was afraid the hemp seeds sold online might have a THC content that exceeds Vermont's maximum of 0.3%. THC is the psychoactive chemical in marijuana responsible for the high. Another farmer who registered told us that a lot of industrial hemp has a THC level of 1%, which is not enough to get you high, but is enough to violate Vermont's law, so he decided not to plant this year. The Agency of Agriculture says it has no plans at the moment to test for THC content. Will Allen, a longtime hemp advocate in Thetford, decided not to plant out of fear that the feds might confiscate his Cedar Circle farm. He investigated the possibility of leasing land to grow hemp, but that didn't pan out. In the hills outside of Rutland, one hemp farmer managed to lease some land for his first crop.
We were able to, find some people that were, willing to lease the land to us. So they're behind us,
They know what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, they do.
This hemp farmer asked that we not use his name or mention the town where his hemp patch is growing. He has only a quarter acre of the 20 acres he's leasing under cultivation. He says that if all goes well, he may plant all 20 acres next year.
I'm more excited than I am anxious. I think this is just a great opportunity for this state and this country to really make some strides environmentally, economically, and I think the people want this.
The anxiety over where the feds stand on hemp farming has caused the University of Vermont to hold off planting hemp this year for research purposes. UVM agronomist Heather Darby says once the federal legal cloud hanging over hemp farming is resolved, a research plot of an acre or less could be planted at the UVM Extension Farm in Alberg as early as next spring. Tris Coffin, the U.S. attorney for Vermont, declined to comment on the record about his stance on hemp farming in the state, but observers say Coffin's office has made heroin and opiate cases a much higher priority than marijuana prosecutions. On an 80-acre homestead in the Northeast Kingdom, a young couple raises pigs, chickens, and all of their own vegetables. They planted a 25-square-foot patch of hemp in their garden. They, too, ask that we not use their names. The homesteaders live fairly close to the Quebec border, where farmers have been growing hemp legally for 16 years.
I wouldn't call myself a pioneer of anything. It's part of our environment, part of our growing systems, living systems, is growing hemp. And I have the opportunity to do it, so I'm going to do it.
This homesteader and his wife spend winter months away from Vermont rigging traditional sailing ships, which means they know quite a bit about rope.
One of the reasons why hemp is such a great rope-making material is that it can grow 12 feet tall, and then you have 12-foot-long pieces of fiber, which make really strong rope.
Last winter, the couple went to Sweden and made rope from hemp using equipment and a process developed in the 19th century. They hope to make rope one day out of Vermont-grown hemp fiber.
We want to relearn how to grow it for fiber, and we want to relearn how to make it into rope so that that tradition isn't lost. Whether we'll ever be able to make a living making hemp rope, I mean, probably not. Who knows? But it's worth keeping the skills alive. And when the world's ready for it, we want to still have that knowledge available.
A hemp industry trade group estimates that last year Americans spent more than $500 million on hemp foods, cosmetics, and other products. And here's another way hemp farming can possibly benefit Vermont agriculture. After the seeds are pressed for oil, the leftover seed meal can be used as animal feed. Nataka White of the Full Sun Oilseed Company says that in addition to pressing hemp seed oil, he plans to sell seed meal to Vermont farmers.
We're at the beginning in Vermont of a whole new industry that hasn't existed in this state for 60 to 70 years. And most people who are putting seeds in the ground are realistic in what it's going to take to kickstart this new agricultural sector.
In addition to Vermont, hemp crops have been planted in Kentucky and Colorado this year. For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.